You know, I expect to be edified at a reading series, but I think I just had fun, too. Are we having fun?
Yeah?
Yes. Yeah? I can see how this is going to go. All right. So that was John Beer. I should mention, if you haven't turned your cell phones off yet, I didn't hear any ringing, but it could happen. Turn them off. Okay. Our next reader is Arda Collins. Arda Collins' poems have appeared or are forthcoming in The New Yorker, a public space. I mean, you know, you've already got something going on right there. The American Poetry Review, The Canary, Chicago's very own Canary, and Jubilat. She's a contributing editor of Gut Cult and lives right here in New York City. This is Arda Collins.
Thank you. Thanks for having me tonight. That's where that goes. John said the words cake and cupcake and Australia, and that's good enough for me. So, okay. Anne Frank. Sometimes when I'm hungry, I think of Anne Frank. I know that our hunger is very different. Anne Frank's hunger was turning into time, and now it is time. When I am hungry, my hunger is also turning into time, but I can stop this. It is frightening to turn into time, although we come from time. Hunger is also a manifestation of outer space. The difficult crossroads of this is part of the difficult aspects of time and space. Space is black, which can make time look black. Time is not black. Time is clear. In the air, there are particles that are impossible to quantify. Sometimes they look like they have mass. If I look through the air towards the wall, the air is there and it can be seen, or I can be aware of it. That looks like time. When my eyes go straight to the wall, that is space, hunger with no end in sight. Might feel like time running through you, and you would understand its possibilities without being attached to it by space. As it is, my skin feels grafted to the air, which it is, but I prefer saying as if, and I can. That was just something I wanted to say. Now I'm going to read a poem. West. A glass of orange juice overpowers the counter. The street in the window is 2 minutes into the future. The past is out there, but not as explicit. If I move, it's a small city, surrounded on one side by snow-carved peaks, restored from a poster in a public health facility. They're separated from a desert in a bright, opaque, amber shade that the makeup counter calls always. I'm wearing a peach turtleneck and menstruating in a house with immaculate leather furniture. The person I am now, who makes mention in the world through an organized hairstyle, but have not always been, meets an unblemished wind and lives the kindness of normalcy. At the neighbor's coworker's house, the guest half bath has silver and blue vinyl walls with giant white flowers, like a Paleolithic nightclub inside a dogwood tree. The guest soap all but actually is a small lemon, but more fragrant and beautiful, without pungency. Yes, I like this. No, what is this room? The present. Pennsylvania, my one and only, hell, the one I know, periwinkle, gray veil or dale, gentle and unlost, in spite of a shadowed breeze, utterly apprehensible, though there is no way truly to know what its sky is, a pale vein at the temple, a separation from the land outside, by a gigantic, translucent, bruise-colored petal, too big to see. If I had stayed, I wouldn't know this was hell, would I? But I drove the mountains. I saw a 16-year-old boy steering a plow next to the interstate, drawn by Clydesdales with hooves like stones, for a house in a fable about a past that suggests to me, as the head of a man with a horseshoe beard floats out the backseat window, that it and nothing else belongs to me. Yellow meadow from the windshield, having a coffee in the car, the dawn of night traveling, pulling off at a lamplit town to eat pizza. I wanted to love Pennsylvania, but it was cold for May, more like the end of summer, night inside a house without lights on. This is the place where nothing is meant for you. I want a life, I said, remembering a time when I lied down on the carpet. But it doesn't matter. In Pennsylvania, there were wood clocks and a cuckoo bird in the panoply, chests of drawers engraved with acorns, silver plated steins and coffee service trays, a silhouette cut out of a man with a houlihy posing with the beagle's plaintive candor in a painting of dogs playing poker, a scrimshaw vanity set and the genital appurtenances of nauticism, fruitwood telescopes, a scale model boat, jaunty scenes featuring a deeply pigmented ocean and sailors dressed up to woo, ladies in panier skirts and mermaids with emerald tails and pretty nipples in the windows on the sidewalk, while the ghost of Johnny Tremaine disappears into a woman's slim philtrum in the sky. When I was a small child, I tried to build a low stone wall like ones I had seen in my inner romanticism. I said that my wall looked like Pennsylvania. One day I saw a life-sized wall like mine. It was purple outside, again in the car. My parents said we were in Pennsylvania. It's your wall, my sister said. My life will end. I hope that when it does, I won't be sad about this. The other day I woke up for what I hope will be the last time in Pennsylvania. It was early and the room was blue. The eyes of the person lying beside me were also blue, and it was hard to make out the difference. The Pennsylvania dawn had opened. I got up from bed to go down to the street from the storefront apartment to be closer to the yellow day beginning, because the sun, even in the realm of Pennsylvania, is still the sun from the normal world. In the street where there was nobody, there was still one man coming and dragging his leg. I smoked and looked across down a side street with a chain link fence and an elongated bright pink rose. No, it's just a rose bush. It's not a bright pink rose bush. Bright pink rose bush with a few very impressive bright pink roses, and I thought a dog would start barking at the sprinklers starting by a small athletic field. I saw it as if I were seeing it from the windows upstairs overlooking the street in the blue Pennsylvania room. That day, Pennsylvania ended in New Jersey. The highway brought the horizon. The noise of the air was there but not loud, and the yellow all around. The sun went down over the fields from the car. Windows rolled down through the dark, a black lake and a blurry rowboat next to a marsh grass bush, a lit up pool, branches in a deep white-flowered shrub, verdant, oniric grass, fragrant chlorine, the filter and the air conditioner going, morning out. Thank you.